if you worry, you didn't treat. And if you treated, you don't worry. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Worry and treatment. If you worry, you didn't treat. Because you have spoken your word and you have said to yourself the truth about yourself. You have said who and what you are. You have said why and what you are. You have said all the glorious things about yourself, and that is who you are. And that is all that matters. It doesn't matter at all whether the circumstances appear to be handled or do not appear to be handled. It only matters that you have spoken your word and you have claimed the truth for yourself. Now, what is the truth about yourself? What is the truth about any circumstances? Well, the truth is that all is in divine order, and that all is beautiful and all is good. Oh my goodness. Here we go on that kick again. Well, we'll be on that kick forever because that's my kick. And that's what I believe, and that's what I experience, and that's what I know. If you worry, you didn't treat. You see, when you say all is in divine order, then you don't worry because you have placed it in divine order and then you let it be. When you go to the store and you say, I would like to buy some eggs, and the storekeeper says, have at it. And so you pick up a dozen eggs and you pay for them and you go. Now, you treated. You went to the store and you said, sir, I would like to buy some of your eggs. And you expected to buy those eggs. And the eggs were there. And if the storekeeper was out of eggs, he'd say, I'm sorry, I'm all out. You'll have to go down the street to Ralph's. And so you go down the street to Ralph's and you say, Ralph's, Henry's said they were out of eggs. Do you have eggs? And Ralph says, my goodness, yes, we just got a truckload in. So have at it. And so we buy our eggs. We go with confidence. We go knowing that when we speak our word, it is done. Oh, it is true. We sometimes are guided, as we were guided to go to Ralph's and get the eggs. We are guided to go and do these things. But if we worry about, oh dear, will Ralph's have, oh dear, are the eggs all sold out? Is everybody in the world buying a lot of eggs? Or are there no eggs coming in from the egg market? What's going on? You see, that sort of nonsense accomplishes nothing for us. In treatment work, that sort of nonsense accomplishes nothing either. If we treat it, we don't worry. If I treat, I do not concern myself with the outcome. I merely am open to it and receptive to it, and I experience it. It's just that way. So, how often have we gone through life seeking things and wanting things and treating for things and saying, oh dear, why isn't this so? Why isn't that so? Why doesn't this happen? Why doesn't that happen? And lo and behold, it doesn't happen. But it only doesn't happen because of one thing. Because we haven't stayed true to the principle. The principle is that these stores sell eggs. And when we go there, we have a right to expect that they will have eggs on hand. The principle is that when we treat that there is a universal principle, a law of cause and effect. And when I speak my word, that law is placed into motion and it is revealed whatever it is that I am seeking in my heart and in my world. It's just a principle. It's just stores. The stores, you expect the stores to carry the produce. Well, expect the principle to carry the result, to carry the revelation. Expect the principle to carry the revelation of what you speak into principle. I am whole and perfect. And naturally, you are whole and perfect, but you have not revealed it, you have not experienced it, you have not had that in your life, because for some reason you've been having thoughts that were contrary. So now, you have the positive thought that all I am whole and perfect, and that thought brings the revelation that you are whole and perfect. You always were whole and perfect, but you didn't see it. You didn't have the eyes to see your wholeness and your perfection because you were looking at your imperfection. You were looking at your lack of wholeness and your lack of perfection. Is this what we want to do in our world? Is this how we want to live in our life? That we want to live in a lack of wholeness and perfection? Well, if that's what we want, then that's what we do. We go to the store and we expect that they're going to be out of eggs. And sure enough, they're out of eggs. We go to the store and we expect that they have all things in order that we choose to have. And sure enough, it does. So it is with principle. When we put the principle in motion and we expect the principle to reveal to us the allness, the wholeness, the perfection of all that is, then it is done. It is done beautifully, totally, perfectly, and wonderfully. It is done. Are you ready to put that cause in motion? Are you ready to have that revelation in your life? Are you there to have it revealed to you that whatever thought you would desire to be in your life already is? And you are, in other words, treating for the wisdom, for the ability to see past the illusions or the experiences of the notness into the experience of the isness, of the are-ness, of the do-ness, of the have-ness, however we want to play with those words, but to have. It is done. Es ist getan is a good German phrase for it. It is done. Es ist getan. It is done. It is done. Our ability in our treatment work is training ourselves to see that it is already done. So, if you worry, you didn't treat. And if you treated, you didn't worry. Pretty wonderful, isn't it? Think about that and think about how important that is for you and your life and for me and my life. And know that the principle works every time. I love you. I love you. I love you.